Proclamation number 0351 of 28th of March, 1938. Population problems. The world and its demands do not need the Spirit of God. Yet no being can ever exist if it has not absorbed the Divine Spirit in itself, and is so bound to Him for time and eternity. Hence people learn to know love, for in this time of love everything in them is noble, because everything good flames up in them, and then the union with the Divine Spirit is much easier than at times when they are only materially attuned and every soft impulse in the heart is suffocated, thus shows nothing of love, which is nevertheless a part of God. The Divine Origin. Although embodiment is a necessity for every being in creation, it is not demanded to strive for a planned revival to life in a fixed period of time. And yet it will be demanded that everything born to life is subject to a higher will. In this epoch, man himself has no right to determine himself. He will be forced to give himself up for the purpose of procreation without love and without inner urge. His instinctive life will be strengthened, but his spiritual life will wither away or be completely destroyed if man is not strong enough to rebel inwardly against such measures. And then the Lord Himself commands you, do not allow this desecration of yourselves. Resist and remain devoted to me in spirit and in your hearts. You will not have to walk the path alone. The Spirit of God will accompany you and protect you from every danger. But do not lower your eyes before those who want to overturn the laws of creation and form true figures of the night out of divine beings. In this time many of you live with troubles and worries, and this let you betray the voice of your heart. But remain in prayer and adhere to Him who alone commands over everything. He will avert all danger from you. Dear child, for these lines there is still a possible postscript, which the Lord still withholds from you. Give yourself trustingly to all words. It is a wise decision, still incomprehensible to you today, but in a short time you will grasp the content. And now continue, every one of the many who work for procreation that goes against the will of God will experience in himself the absurdity of his command. It gives great joy to demons to see the work of destruction progressing in mankind, but soon the tide turns, and what follows, separates the pure from the sinful. The blessing does not lie in the nature of the blood alone, but in keeping the soul pure, which nevertheless is inherent in every human being. The Lord of man has put different ones into the world that you should love one another, and do not look contemptuously at one another. All times of humiliation are followed by times of elevation. But very often also rulers and regents fall down from their heights when they do not want to recognize His will. The same shall also be experienced by those who keep nothing pure anymore and leave my commandments completely unheeded. The Lord does not let himself be mocked by this sinful world, and he prepares the judgment, which for many is a world judgment. For others, but also salvation from the distress of the soul. Remain in my teaching. Remain in my will, and I will save you from the night of darkness and lead you towards eternal life. Amen.